Good people, sing and rejoice and praise the Lord with heart and voice. Such a deliverance he hath shown, the like before scarce e'er was known. For the infidels and Turks had raised mighty works before Vienna's stately walls. But God did them defend, and will prove a certain friend to such as for help on him calls. With 150,000 strong the infidels did vaunt along, and for to take this city fair, this army great they did prepare. But it proved all in vain, for they beat them back again, and like brave Christians they did fight. Such resistance they did meet, did frighten them to sit at last, they were in force to flight. The valiant King of Poland, he laid on his men courageously, to that with trumpet and with drum before the infidels there come. The Duke of Lorraine came prancing o'er the plain, and like a noble hero fought, till fearing the defeat they began to retreat, and at last they put them to the rout. And of so many thousand men, there's very few returned again. They met with such an overthrow, the like before they ne'er did know. For the Christians did fight in a cause that was right, so great Jehovah did them bless. The Grand Vizier he is slain, and will ne'er return again his mournful deity to express. These infidels were insolent, and nothing could their minds content, but vaunting said that they were come to overrun all Christendom. Such reckoning they did make, but it proved a great mistake they now unto their sorrow find. And it makes them very sad that their fortune was so bad, to leave Grand Vizier here behind. The valor of the Polish king throughout all Christendom doth ring. Likewise the brave Duke of Lorraine, who next the king did lead the van. In brave Bavarian Duke did their arrogance rebuke, and the Elector of Great Saxony. While the noble Prince Waldeck their insolence did check, who all did fight courageously. Sure Mahomet was fast asleep, when Christians cannon made them weep. Like mighty thunder they did roar, the like they ne'er did hear before. Bravely the fight begun, and as well was carried on, with resolution stout and bold. And now they do lament they lost their leader's tent, which was worth 2 millions of gold. And 80,000 tents beside they left behind for all their pride. Beside so many thousand slain, not half so many alive remain. For the Christians brave and stout did put them to the rout that did such lofty language use. There will not be many men that will e'er get home again to tell this lamentable news.